Hello, 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 my beautiful friends. Welcome to the Finesse Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finesse, empowerment coach and author. Thank you so much for your support and tuning in. Our topic for today is Chaos Whisperer, a chapter from my devotional book, Butterfly Expressions. The scripture reference today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 39, and it reads, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." There was a time when I imagined life as rainbows and butterflies. At the time, I was 3 years old, and my world revolved around cartoons, baby dolls, and powdered sugar sandwiches. Until one day, my sweet, innocent world came to an end instantaneously. One inappropriate touch from a relative, which later turned into many from those who supposedly cared about me, changed my life forever and nearly destroyed it. Entering a dismal dark tunnel, much like Alice in Wonderland, it took me years to view myself as God sees me. So much of my thoughts and action were shaped by the world, even though I grew up in the church and believed in the Lord all my life. And there was a part of me that questioned, why would a God so perfect love me, a broken little girl so insignificant? Through broken hearts, shattered dreams, bruised bodies, tattered images, God never failed to show up in my life and whisper, "Peace, be still." Now, although I've gotten myself in quite a few pickles, he was always there to pick up the broken pieces of my essence. He whispered peace to my chaos and transformed a fearful, opinion-seeking, people-pleasing, do-anything-for-love little girl into a God-dependent, faith-filled, radical woman for Christ. Thank God for speaking peace. Amazingly enough, his words not only calmed the raging storms inside and around me, but ignited a passion to be a chaos whisperer too. This passion has prompted me to focus on my God-given assignment to expose and empower the awesomeness in others by edifying, encouraging, and comforting them, and also helping those silenced by the enemy to unleash their powerful voices. I've always had a knack for uncovering the gifts of others and exposing hidden agendas, motives, and downright mess in situations. But Christ has been my example in these circumstances, although I haven't always done what Jesus would do. Comforting to know I have this gift of speaking peace to chaos. And guess what? So do you. We are only as free as we allow ourselves to be. When we allow God to be everything and all to us, we can walk into any turbulent situation and whisper peace. Our words don't have to be loud, condescending, or sarcastic to relay a significant message. We can bring and exemplify peace with our presence because the Prince of Peace lives within us. As Gandhi once said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." If we all follow this wisdom, could you imagine what kind of world we would live in and what kind of legacy we would leave to forthcoming generations? This is my life's purpose. Years from now, it will not matter the sorority fraternity pledge, degrees earned, money made, or fame acquired. The only thing that matters is the time we invested into someone's life to uplift, encourage, and whisper peace. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finesse. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Finesse Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at finesseempowers.com. And check out my first and second single, Standing and Shift, from my poetry album, Naked and Unashamed. That will be released in April, available on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, and Amazon Music. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.